everybody doing tonight? So when I say Bethel, you guys say Pride, okay? Bethel.
Pride.
Bethel.
Pride.
When I say Nino, you say Seven. Nino.
Seven.
Nino.
A group of kids cheer along with Mike Vialli as he takes the stage at the 2016 Chumai Dance Festival in Bethel for an impromptu solo performance. A rising senior at Bethel Regional High School, Mike is no stranger to performing, since taking up hip-hop and dubstep dance 4 years ago. You're listening to Story 49.
How do you feel when you're dancing?
For me, I don't know how it would be for other people, but for me, I kind of picture like almost like a portal, or like I'm in space and there's a like blurry picture in the distance, and I try to look for that picture. It's almost like rapping, like you have a vocabulary of words that you can use. I have a vocabulary of dance moves that I could use, and I try to match my vocabulary with the blurry picture and see if I can make that picture come to life.
I'm your host, Maddie Winchester, and I spent some time with Mike at the 2016 Chumai Festival to find out more about his connection to dance. Mike was one of the founding members of Bethel Pride, and while still involved with the group, he's now also leading Bethel's new Onyx dance group. In this episode, we're going to cover a lot of ground. We'll find out about how Mike discovered dance and what it means to him, as well as how he hopes to use dance and music to improve the lives of those around him, after seeing how it changed his own life. We'll listen to Mike performing and teaching kids to dance, and through it all, we'll celebrate expression and the incredible light that young people bring to our world. To begin, though, I asked Mike how he got started as a dancer and how he created dance group Bethel Pride, the roots of which can be traced back to the Chumai Festival and to an Anchorage-based group called AK Pride.
I originally saw AK Pride 4 years ago dancing at Chumai, and I was like kind of dancing, but not to an extent where I practiced every day. It was just like I dance once a week or so. But yeah, I saw them at Chumai, and they were talking about how they came together as like a family to just kind of be there for each other and build off of each other's passion and become better as a person and as the performers that they are. And I was thinking, like, why don't we have that here?
Mike was inspired not only by the group's dances, but also by their mission and even the name itself.
What Pride stands for is people representing integrity and diverse experiences. So basically, everyone in the group has a different past that they came from, and they have their own problems and things that they had to deal with by themselves. And coming together to build up their pride is where we take all those bad problems, and because they're from the past, we just leave them in the past and focus on now what we can do to make a better tomorrow and what we can do to help benefit from our passions.
After seeing AK Pride perform, Mike found motivation to start dancing more seriously, and he and several classmates even decided to form their own group as an offshoot of AK Pride.
It was our freshman, I think our freshman year or eighth grade year. There was three of us, and like we all had the same idea of what we wanted to have in Bethel, but we didn't know how to do it, so we all just got together and decided to work together. I decided to get with Mao Tosi, the founder of AK Pride, and he got to come out here and help us start our own group.
With the help of AK Pride's founder, the teens started their own team, Bethel Pride. Just like AK Pride, Bethel Pride also focused on family, on positivity, and on overcoming the past, a message that appealed to Mike very strongly, in part because dance and the group came to him after a rough period in his life.
As a kid, I didn't really fit in with most people. I was always hanging out alone by myself and not talking or making friends with anyone. Like as I was growing up, I went to treatment for alcohol abuse. Like, I started drinking when I was 12 and went to treatment for it, along with like doing other things like pills and marijuana and stuff like that. And I went to treatment for 2 years. So, like, I didn't completely grow up in Bethel, but I did, like, basically live here most of the time.
So you had gone through treatment and you found dancing afterwards. Do you feel like dancing in any way has kept you out of going back down that same path?
Yeah, definitely, because the way I use dancing is as a coping mechanism. So whenever I get fed up with something or I'm really stressed out, I'll just put in my headphones and listen to music and dance, which people thought was really weird because they couldn't hear the music and they just saw me moving around looking all funny and weird. But it really helped out when I was going through some hard times, because, like, no matter what, if I was going through school problems, family problems, or drama with friends or high school drama, I always had dance that I could go back to. And I guess when I did dance, it would always feel like I was in my own world. Like, I could picture myself somewhere else creating like a story or a portrait with dance.
Though he's long felt a connection to music and could play every instrument in the band room, dancing was something new to Mike. And living in a rural Alaska community without many other dancers, it was something that he and the members of Bethel Pride had to discover and teach themselves.
It mainly consists of just watching videos. I didn't really have any teachers, so I always had to mimic what I saw from other people's dance videos. Think there was only like 2 times that I had help with dancing, and it was how to wave and then how to do a certain style of wave. Other than that, it was just nothing but YouTube videos and a lot of alone time with music.
Despite the challenges of members teaching themselves and often having to practice outside due to a lack of a designated practice space, Bethel Pride evolved and became more and more popular, making Mike realize the need for a separate dance group.
What Bethel Pride is supposed to be is a hub for different passions like music, singing, art, rapping, sports, and stuff like that. And I guess those other categories didn't really get noticed other than dance. So it went from a wide variety of groups into just dancing. And because what Bethel Pride is supposed to be, we're going to try to get us noticed as a separate dance group that works with Bethel Pride, including our name Onyx for Unleashing Expressions.
Even with the group's separation from the original Bethel Pride, Mike still wants Onyx to retain the same messages and focus on family and healing.
Can you tell me more about the Unleashing Expressions name and what that represents?
I guess what it would represent is we're all different. We all come from a different past. We're not really, like, if we hung out together, you wouldn't really be able to tell that we're friends because we're all so different. But when we come together, we all take our emotions and everything that we build on with drama and stress, and we take that and we just let it go. And we use that to, like, fuel our dancing. And I guess that's where the unleashing part comes from. And we use that to give a better message than what it gives us. So, say, like, there's family abuse or alcohol abuse in a family, and we see that, and we don't really like that. So what we'll do is we'll try to take that negativity and bring it to a positive perspective into, like, they're probably doing that because they have worse things that are going on that we don't know about. So we just have to work with it and see what we can do to help with that. So that's the expression part, to get out and say that we want to help and provide an alternative for abuse or fighting or negative things that people would do without thinking about stuff.
But whether it's with Bethel Pride or Onyx, it's clear from Mike's words that he and his fellow dancers are focused on bettering themselves and the communities in which they live and visit. In addition to performing and volunteering at events around Bethel, the group has also been involved in an anti-tobacco tour.
We actually were recently sponsored by the YK Nicotine Prevention Program. And basically, we worked together to kind of do an outreach to get to other villages and spread the word that a healthy lifestyle is a good lifestyle to live. And if you have problems and stuff like that, then we could provide an alternative to cope with your problems.
For Mike, this positive alternative is dance, but he knows that might not work for everyone.
And I guess for people who maybe dance isn't their inclination,
then,
you know, what would you say to them?
Then I'd ask them what they would they like to do on their own free time, so like drawing or art or music. And I guess if they have anything other than dance that they want to try, then I could help them open up and see what they can do with their creativity to sing a new song or learn a new song on a guitar or learn how to draw different pictures.
As they help kids find their creative passions, both AK Pride and Bethel Pride are also focused on bigger picture problems, including depression and suicide. The groups have even been involved in starting up a suicide prevention program.
We have this thing called Breaking the Cycle, which we hoped for it to be a suicide prevention kind of deal, but we couldn't really get it kicked off due to funding. We're still trying to get it up and running, but basically what it is we will tour out to villages or other cities and show the different arts that we can do to help cope with different things. And we'll have singers, dancers, artists, and rappers, and we just show them, like, there's more things that you could do than just sit around and, like, consist of boredom.
As a part of starting up the Breaking the Cycle program, Mike was able to tour other villages with AK Pride, spreading the group's positive messages in several rural Alaska communities.
We went to Chivac and Hooper Bay, and here, you know, threw a concert here, went to Chivac, they threw a concert for us, and we performed for them and showed them how to dance and hosted workshops and, like, shared different personal stuff about ourselves and why we dance and what we went through. Showed them different ways that they could learn how to dance by themselves and create their own style. And recently, one of the dancers that we taught, he actually came with us to go to another village, and he performed with us there too.
We've been talking a lot about the ways that Bethel Pride and Onyx are committed to bettering their communities. But what's even better than talking is seeing it or hearing it for yourself. I was lucky to catch a glimpse of a bit of this community outreach in action when I was able to watch Mike lead a workshop and teach kids to dance during an up-close and personal session at Chamai.
What I was teaching earlier, this is called tutting. It's a really old style of dance. It's just basically making puzzles with your arms and trying to mix things up. But it's really cool once you practice it and get really good at it. When I first started dancing, tutting was really hard because it was really confusing. And this is probably the easiest one to learn. This is called the box tut, and it's just making four boxes with your arms. So here, 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 and there's the four. And then another part is the waving, which I do a lot. And there's a lot of different styles of waves. Like, I don't know, I practice waving a lot. So in order to practice, I looked up videos on YouTube because I didn't really have anybody to teach me them. And a lot of ones that I learned are a lot of little finger waves, which is really cool. You can do a wave with each one of your fingers. And then adding with all your fingers, you could do waves like this. And
It looks weird, but it also looks pretty cool, doesn't it?
It definitely like broke down every like once or twice while we were traveling in each place that we were at. And because I couldn't really share it myself because it was too painful for me, so I had somebody else speak. And I had one kid come up to me and saying that he was thankful that I was still alive, because I did go through a phase where I was suicidal and I thought that there wasn't anything else that I could benefit from. And he like came up to me and thanked me for not doing that, and then I just like broke down crying. It really did help with my personal life as to cope with the things that I've done and realize that I've already done that and I can't do anything to change that. So with helping them realize that we could help them, that they could get through what they're going through, helped us in a way too, because for some of us it was the first time that we actually showed that we had a pretty dark past. And I know for me it was definitely the first time, so it really hit home for most of us. So it was pretty emotional while we were there.
Dance has not only given Mike a new way to handle his past and cope with the hard parts of life, but has changed him in other ways as well, giving him new friendships, more confidence, and an increased sense of self-worth, and helping him to become the happy and strong leader that he is today.
And what's changed about you in the last 4 years since you started this?
Okay, so if you had met me before I started dancing, you wouldn't be able to find me because I was at home watching TV or not talking to anybody. I would not be up on a stage dancing or meeting new people. I'd always be somewhere trying to be alone. I don't know, like I never went out or talked to anybody when I was little. But as I started dancing, I got to see, like realize I need to talk to people in order to get better, or ask people like what I do from here. And so I guess it really opened up my personality as a person. So I guess as I grew better as a dancer, I grew more socialized and more confident as a person.
And then did your dancing get better as a
Yeah, definitely.
So it kind of builds off each other.
Like one of the dancers with Artistic Drift, he's one of the original people that helped me with my wave. He met me when I first started dancing. So every once in a while, we'd always talking about how I remember when we first started dancing and I was horrible. Like I couldn't do a wave or anything. I just look like that one awkward kid in the corner, not knowing what I'm doing, to running my own dance group, traveling around Alaska, doing performances.
Now Mike not only runs his own dance group and continues being a leader of Bethel Pride, but also teaches dance classes at the Bethel Recreation Center and frequently performs in public.
Hey guys, how many of you remember me from earlier today? How's everybody doing today? Okay, so most of you saw me earlier today. I did a solo. Now I'm back again with the rest of my dance group. We are the Onyx Dancers, standing for Unleashing Expressions. Over here, we got Mike, aka J-Op. Eric, he's one of our best bone breakers. You'll get to see what that is in a little bit. We got Glenda, and she can wave like no tomorrow. We got Justin, Isaiah, Cap, and Vincent. And you guys all know me, Mike. And I guess we'll get started. Enjoy.
It's hard to imagine Mike as a shy kid who didn't like meeting people, especially after seeing him perform. Now as he walks around the Bethel School, it seems like he knows almost everyone, and many of these friendships are ones that he gained from dance.
Meeting people through dance is how I communicate. Through dancing, I traveled around Alaska over the summer. I went to Sitka, Anchorage, Fairbanks, Chivec, and Hooper Bay Overall, I met around 600 people.
And through these friendships with other dancers and his personal influences and interests, Mike has begun to develop his own signature style.
I am starting to get into battling. So I'd go to different places in Anchorage and they'd have a dance battle and I'd participate. And that's where I would meet most of like new people that I haven't met before and will, I guess, create new friendships and learn something new with, I meet that person and I take a little bit from how they dance and put it into the way I dance.
So it's kind of like a constant building of style.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I'm never doing the same thing in every dance. I guess that's why I call it freestyling, because it's always trying to create something new. I think the three or four things that I do stick with that have similarities is waving, popping, and tutting, because definitely I do a lot of waving when I dance.
Mike's style draws from dancers he looks up to and dancers he encounters, and from every type of dance, from ballet to modern. And though Mike doesn't dance to traditional music or in the traditional manner with which he was raised, he sees dance as a way of connecting to his culture and hopes to incorporate more traditional Yupik dance moves and music into his style in the future.
I used to be in one of the school Yupik dance groups, and I used to perform at Jamaitu when I was little with their dance group. One of the things that we're starting to work on, which we haven't gotten to actually trying yet, was mixing different traditional dance moves with the urban style of dancing. So, like, there's a bunch of different traditional dance moves that I recently learned about but didn't know were actual dance moves, like curves. This would resemble a lady, or the sun would be just waving your hands back and forth, or berry picking would be like scooping something into a bowl. And so definitely I'm trying to work on different ways to take that traditional aspect and mix it in with the urban style to try and create my own style of dance.
And speaking of his signature style and of the future, Mike has no plans to stop dancing anytime soon.
It's my dream to open up my own dance studio. I guess it's going to come sooner too, because the Artistic Drift, my other dance group that I dance with, they're opening up their own studio. So eventually I might move to Anchorage, but for now I will be spending summers in Anchorage working at the studio, teaching my own style of dance, and or just working around helping with music or helping teach their classes or even participating in their classes.
And for Mike, dancing is even more than just what he sees himself doing in the future. It's also one of the reasons he feels that he has a future.
Where would you be if you hadn't found dance?
I don't know. That's really hard to think about. Like, I can't really imagine myself without dance. Like, I guess I would probably still be trafficking back and forth between different treatment centers. Yeah, because if I didn't find dance, then I maybe might have found a different alternative, like music and stuff like that, for coping. But I don't know, it seems weird to imagine myself without dancing and music.
Mike's world has changed a lot in the last several years. And as a teenager who has made change happen in his own life and in his community, Mike has a message for anyone else who wants to make something happen.
Don't stop, because that's one of the biggest things that really crush people is dedication. If you don't dedicate yourself to doing something, then how do you expect it to happen if you're not going to put in the work? Because definitely when I started out, I literally stayed up for 4 days straight doing the same dance move over and over and over and over until I could do it without thinking. And definitely to put in work and keep trying. To, if they have ideas, explore them, because you'll never know what you could do if you don't try out different things. Like, if I hadn't tried out dancing, I probably wouldn't be here, because I've had many opportunities to expand with different dance styles and try out new things. I know that if I didn't try them out, I wouldn't be the dancer that I am now. I'd probably still be somewhere back, still trying to learn a new move, like contemporary dancing or ballet or theater dance or modern dance. Like, I've tried all that, and it was really interesting to add it into my style of dance. So definitely, I would say don't stop. And if you don't come up with any ideas on how to get it started, ask for help. Because that's what I did. I didn't know how to get it started, so I asked someone that actually did get something started.
Finally, I asked Mike just why he thinks dance is so powerful, and if he thinks he'll ever stop.
I think, just like music and rapping and singing, it brings out a part of your personality that's always hidden behind a wall or in the back of your head that you don't want other people to see. And I guess it helps open your personality up to where you, instead of showing them a mask of what you want them to see, you would be showing them, like, your soul to them, I guess. Pouring out your heart into, like, why you do it, why you consist to do it, continuously do it day to day. Yeah, like, showing the side that people won't normally see. Dancing is a lifestyle. It's like, I don't get it when people say, oh, dancing's a hobby or something like that. It's a lifestyle. Like, no matter where you are, you could do it when you're cooking, when you're cleaning, when you're swimming, you could dance in the water. When you're working out, you can dance.
So 50 years from now, you're going to be dancing?
Definitely. Hopefully 50 years from now, I'll have my own studio teaching my own style of dance.
Many thanks to Mike Bialy for sharing his story, and to all of you for listening to Story 49. I'm your host, Maddie Winchester, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Story 49's theme song is Star Child by Mystery Mammal. If you or someone you know has a story to share, contact KNOM at 443-5221 or via email at story49@knom.org. Story 49, sharing your story, your voice, your Alaska.